Friends, this year should be a special schus for Chaim Yitzchak Chaim Yechiel ben Esther and Rabbi Alexander Yisrael ben Chaim Marta. In Parashas Bo, Perek Yud, Psukim Chest Yud Aleph, it says that Aaron and Moshe turn to Paro. Paro says to them, L'chuv duas Hashem Elokecha, mi v'mi aholchim. Go serve your God. Who's going to go? Ve'omer Moshe, v'neinu z'kineinu neilech, v'neinu v'noseinu, v'tsoneinu v'koreinu neilech, ki chag Hashem lanu. So Moshe answers, we're going to go with our lads, we're going to go with our elders, we're going to go with our sons, our daughters, with our sheep, our cattle, because it's a holiday of God to us. And he said back, it's not happening, but I'm not sending the kids. There is evil towards your faces. It's not going to work. Therefore, let the gvarim go, and let the men, let them serve God. That's what you want. And he expelled them from the face of Paro. The Kli Yakar has numerous kashas in the parasha. Number one, what's pshat mi v'mi aholchim? Why the double lashon mi v'mi? Mi aholchim? Why doesn't it say that? Number two, what's the lashon of haholchim? In the present tense, it should say mi yelech. It's talking mi yelchu. It's the future. It should say future tense. Why the present tense? Number three, what does it mean when it says in the pasuk b'na'arenu etc. neilech? And then Bivanenu was saying, okay, Nelech. Why not one Nelech? Why do we have to keep repeating Nelech? Not only that, but Binarenu, this is an independent Nelech. Binarenu's Kanenu Nelech. And in other words, the Nareinu is going with the Zkeneinu. But when it comes to Tzoneinu, Vneinu, Vnoseinu, it goes together with Tzoneinu, Kareinu. Why is that? If there's its own Nelech, so say, Bivneinu, Vseinu, Nelech, just like we say, Bnareinu, Zkeneinu, Nelech, say, Bnareinu, Vseinu, Nelech. Why does Tzoneinu, Kareinu go together with Bnareinu, Vnoseinu? Also, it says, Ki Chag Hashem Lanu. It's a holiday of God for us. Earlier on, in Parsha Shemos, Perakei Pasagal, it says, Kol Mar Hashem Lekei Yisrael Shalach, Samivi Achogali Bamidbar. So there God says, make a Chag for me in the Midbar. Whereas here it says, Chag Hashem Lanu. So the Kli Yakar says that Shmos, you see, it's a Chag Lashem. It's not a Chag for us. It doesn't say anything about Lanu. It says, V'yachogu li b'midbar. And there it says, Ki Chag Hashem Lanu, it's for us. So, if it's a Chag Lashem, it's for Avodas Hashem. And if it's a Chag Hashem Lanu, it's our Simcha. So which one is it? Is it a Chag Hashem or is it a Chag Lanu? So it's odd, it says in the pasuk, Ki osa tem v'akshim, only the men are going to go because that's what you asked for. No, they asked for the kids also. He said, Bivaneinu v'naseinu neilech. So what do you mean, Paro, when you said, Ki osa tem v'akshim, you only want the gvarim. They also asked for the children. So Rashi says that it's osa v'akshim until Nizbucha Lelokeinu. We want to serve, we want to bring korbanos, and the kids don't bring korbanos. So therefore, at some time of action, if you want to bring korbanos, then only the adults should go. Okay. But it says, Atem mevakshim. Because that's what you ask, are asking for in the present tense, and not what you asked for in the past tense. So then we still have the kasha. Because we're talking about right now. So right in the past we said Nizbucha Lelokeinu. But now we're asking for the kids to go. Now we want the kids to go. So if he says Mevakshim in the present, not what you asked for in the past, we're asking for now, that includes the kids. Also it says Ru'u ki ra'a neged pneichem. See that there's evil opposite your face. Rashi brings from Chazal, There's a star that's name is Ra. So Parah says, I see in my stagninos, I see in my sorcery, astrology, that there's this bad star coming up towards you in the midbar, and that's a simon of Daman Hariga. So what does this have to do with what Parah is answering? Parah says, only the Gvarim and not the Tuf. So Memanafshach, if there's a Ra, so then the Gvarim shouldn't go out either. And if there's no Ra, then why shouldn't the kids go out? So Mehechi Tesi, because of Ru Kira Negit Pneichem, the kids shouldn't go out, but the adults should go out. Why the distinction? We also have to understand that Parah's agreement to send the Gvarim is not because of his goodwill, but it's because of what it says in Pasuk Zayin. V'yom rav de pare lavad masi ez elenu l'moke shlachas anashim v'yavdu es Elohim haterem teidaki avda mitzrayim. So the avadim say to him, how long is this going to be a minefield for us? Are you going to... They say to him, send the people and let them serve their God. Don't you know that Mitzrayim is getting destroyed? So how is this enough of a reason to send the men and not enough to send the kids? For the Gvarim, you shouldn't let Mitzrayim be destroyed, but for the kids, you should? So what's pshat that they're only saying send the adults? If Mitzrayim is being destroyed, send the kids too? The Or Chaim is omed on this kasha. Ayin Sham, Pasuk Zayin. In Chazal, we see that the five last makos were because Hashem was machbid Parah's leiv. So he was machbid Parah's leiv not to send the kids, only to send the adults. But Haguf Akasha, why was the Achbadis HaLeiv only on the kids and not on the adults? Why was the Achbadis HaLeiv only on the kids, exactly, and not on the adults? That he was holding the kids back and letting the adults go. Why was only there a hardening of his heart? Earlier on in Parashat Shmos, Perakei, Pesukim Aleph and Beis says, V'achar bo, etc. Ko amar Hashem l'kei Yisrael, Shlach esami v'yachogli b'midbar, V'yomar par mi Hashem asher eshma b'kol, L'shalach es b'nei Yisrael, Lo yadati es Hashem b'gam es Yisrael, Lo eshlach. So they go to Paro, and so said Hashem, the Lord of Israel, send my nation, let them serve me in the midbar. And Paro said, who is God that I should listen to his voice to send the Jewish people? I don't know this Hashem, and I'm not sending the Jewish people. So we have to understand, in the beginning it already says, Mi Hashem Asher Hashem Abakolo. Who is the Hashem that I should listen to his voice to send the Jewish people? So why does he have to add, Lo yadati es Hashem v'gam es Yisrael lo eshlach? So what is he adding? He already said before that who's God that I should listen to him to send the Jewish people. And then he concludes and he said, I don't know God, I'm not sending the Jewish people. Why does he have to repeat himself? And also when he said, Mi Hashem, who is Hashem Asher Eshma B'Kolo, So the maskan is l'shalech as b'nei Yisrael. Who is Hashem that sends the voice to send the Jewish people? And when he says lo yadati es Hashem, it says lo yadati es Hashem. He doesn't say lo yadati es Hashem l'shalech es Yisrael. V'gam es Yisrael. Lo ashalech, and also I'm not going to send the Jewish people. So it seems to be two separate things. Why the first part of the pasuk is it one, and the latter part of the pasuk it's two? Beginning of the pasuk it's Mi Hashem Hashem Shabakolo, the shalach has been Israel, and then he says Lo yadati es Hashem v'gam es Israel lo ashalech. Here it's and also. Not that it's automatically going to be, I don't know Hashem, and therefore I'm not sending the Jewish people. I don't know Hashem, and also I'm not going to send the Jewish people. Why the also? So we're going to go in the derech of Mori V'Rabbi, Agon HaGadol, Rav Yitzchak Man Zatzal, in understanding this parsha and answering the 50 kashas that we presented. So we see numerous times in the Torah that the Jewish people were together at Vodim L'Mitzrayim. Anochi Hashem Elokecha Sheretz Yisicha Meretz Yisrael Mibeis Avodim. Look there in Rashi. We're Avodim. And we know that by an Eved there's a Kinyan Momen and a Kinyan Isser. And through the Bailus HaAdam, if there is, right, there's a Kinyan Momen that he owns it monetarily, and there's also a Kinyan Isser as far as who he's allowed to marry. So, if there's a bailus of an adon, once there's the mastery of the master, so then the person doesn't have the mastery, he lacks the mastery of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The bailus of the adon detracts from the bailus of Hashem Yisbarach Shemo. Like we see in Kiddushin, that the ear that heard on Har Sinai, that the Jewish people are my servants, and this person was Kohen and Adon Latzmo. Let's bore a hole through his ear. Notice when a person has an adon on himself, that's a type of hafka, that's a removal of the avdus that we have towards Hashem. And then we're not, we don't have shleimus of avdus l'Hashem, which is mischayev from the mitzvahs of the Torah. And therefore there's certain mitzvahs where we find that an Eved Kenani is different than a Jew. So, Mitzad Echad, he has to keep mitzvahs. But Mitzad Sheni, we see in the Rambam, Perek Yedal, Melchisur Rabi, Halacha Yud Zayin, that Yotze Mechlal Akum, but he's not yet a Jew, because he is the mastery of his master. And because of the, he has this adon on him, he can't be a complete Jew. And also an Eved Ivri. There's also the kinyan of the adon. And therefore he's mutter b'shivcha kenainis. And the adon's allowed to give him this non-Jewish maidservant. Even though that's not what he should be doing as a Jew. Being with his Shifcha Kenainis. But he is a master, so it's not up to him. And we see a special Azhara on someone who's sold to a guy in Vayikra Perichavav Pasak Aleph. He shouldn't say, since my master is a Magal Arayas, I'll also do it. Since my master is a Magal Arayas, I'll also do it. Ayin Shambatar, Eskalanum, Perish Rashi. What's the Havamina? Because he is a master. Not only on his body, it's also on his soul. and therefore he can't be fully a servant of Hashem. So is it sad that he should say, oh, I don't have to serve Hashem just like my master isn't? So there's definitely a chisaron in avdus Hashem when one is subservient to another human being. So it would appear that b'lashon shiluach there are two meanings. One is shiluach b'pshuto, in other words, to send from place A to place B, like most of the times when it says shiluach in the pasuk. And number two, there's a lashon of shiluach as freeing, like we have by get v'shilcha mibeso. In other words, the Baal is mafkia, removes his kinyan from this woman, and now she's freed from him. And also by avadim, we have in the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah Tesamit Beis, ve'od, lashon of shiluach and their shichur. So shichur can be sending from place A to place B. Shiluach can also be freeing. And if so, we can say that when there's a tviyah of shalachas ami v'yachogoli b'midbar, there are two elements. Number one, shalachas milashon shichur, that he should be mishachur them, he should be mafkiyas kinyan from them. As far as it, as Hashem is concerned, Hashem Elokei Israel is concerned, he should no longer be their master. Now they can serve Hashem. Since they're subservient to power, they can't be full servants of Hashem. So Hashem is saying, send them away so they can be full servants of Hashem, of me. And then it also says in the pasuk, "Ve'achoguli b'midbar, shalachas ami ve'achoguli b'midbar." What's the ve'achoguli b'midbar? That's a second tviya. So the shalach is a shechor, set free them. And then there's ve'achoguli b'midbar. So even if they're still bound to Paro, even if Paro still has a kinyan in them, but let him send them away kipshuto. Let them go out of Mitzrayim for 3 days to serve Hashem. Like it says, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yudches, V'shem alu kolecha v'asat havas k'nei Yisrael melech Mitzrayim, ratem alav Hashem alokei avrim nikra eleinu, v'ata nelcha na'al derech shol shesiyamim b'amidbar b'nizbuch al Hashem alokeinu. So this doesn't say here, Ko Amar Hashem. It's just a tviya, it's a demand of Bnei Yisrael to be Zoverech Hashem. They want to serve him. So now we understand what Paro says, Mi v'mi ahochim. What Paro says, Mi Hashem, Asher Shema b'kolo. Who is Hashem that I should listen to him when he says I should send the Jewish people away, that I should free them? That's the first thing he's answering. Mi Hashem Asher Shema b'kolo. And then there's the tvi of Bnei Yisrael that they want to serve Hashem. He says, Lo yadati es Hashem. If I would know him, then you have a valid demand. But since I don't know him, your demand is completely illegitimate, invalid. And therefore, Gam es Yisrael lo ashalech. I will also not send away the Jewish people. There are two things going on over here. Mi Hashem Asher Eshma B'kolo. Who is Hashem that I should listen to his voice? The Shalech Es Bnei Yisrael, to send the Jewish people away. In other words, I'm not going to listen to him to be Meshachwer the Jewish people, to release them from their servitude. And then he says, Lo yadati es Hashem. You want to serve him? So here's another Taina. I don't know, Hashem, that you have a valid claim to go serve him. So what are you demanding? That you should leave to serve him? Who is this? I don't know him. And therefore, Gam es Yisrael lo ashalech. And also that, also your second tefiyah, your second claim, I'm also not going to listen to. So in other words, there are two things going on over here. There's God saying, let my people go, shichur. But I'm not doing that, says Paro. And then there's also the tefiyah, let us serve Hashem. Paro says, I'm not doing that either. I don't know God. I'm also not going to listen to that one. Based on that, it would appear that the words of Paro in Pasuk Ches, when he says "Miva mi ahochim," is not a question. It's a statement. En kan shichur. I'm not freeing you. Because if they have to listen to Hashem, then they're no longer Avdei Paro. If there's a shichur, then as far as this is concerned, they're free. Paro is saying, I'm just letting you go to serve Hashem. You're still under my dominion. And therefore Paro is saying, Mi v'mi ha'olchim, I'm still in charge. So I'm going to tell you who's allowed to go and who's not. So now the Paro is backing down a little bit, and he's letting them go. But Paro says, but I'm still the boss. Earlier on in Shmos, Paro said, no, no way. Lo yadati es Hashem, v'gam Yisrael lo ashlach, lo ashalech. And now the Paro is backing down a little bit, and he says, Miva mi ha'olchim. I'm still the boss. I'm still establishing who's going to go. And therefore it says, Miva mi. Because Paro is coming to establish that you need his rishus for each one of them. Even though he's going to serve Hashem, there's a nidon in every prat. I'm completely in control. So mi v'mi, on every detail, on every person, I'm the one who's deciding. And therefore it says, ha'hochem, mi v'mi ha'hochem, not mi elech. Because Paro was saying, then after I know who's going, I'll give them permission. So in other words, it's not who's going in the future, mi yelech, but mi v'mi ha'olchim. Who are you asking for permission now that I can give him permission? And then he'll go. But right now I just need to know, v'mi ha'olchim, who are you asking for permission for now that wants to go? So then the discussion is about giving rishus now, not the future. And on that, Moshe says, "Binareinu, etc. Ki chag Hashem lanu." That if Paro said, "Lechu ivdu, etc. Mi v'mi alchim," in other words, the holchim, if Paro said, "Lechu ivdu," you can go serve. Because Paro is giving rishus to serve, and he has to know mi v'mi alchim. So on this, Moshe answers Paro's question that for avoda b'nareinu v'zkeneinu nelech, with our lads and our old people, we're going to go. And Moshe adds, there's another nelech, b'vaneinu v'noseinu v'tzoneinu v'koreinu, with our sons and daughters, with our animals, because Chag Hashem Lanu. In other words, the discussion here is not just about the avoda, that has nothing to do with the children. Children don't do avoda, but it's the discussion here is on Chag Hashem Lanu. It's a chag for all of us. It's a holiday for all of us. We're sacrificing for all of us. Therefore, there's not only a nelech on the ne'enu's karein v'zkeneinu, which is an answer to Paro's question of, yeah, I want to know who's going to serve. L'chu ivdu, go and serve. I want to know, though, who's going to serve. L'chu ivdu es Hashem Elokeichem. Mi v'mi ha'olchim. So Paras talking about who's going to serve. And then Moshe Rabbeinu's answer is, that there's another Nelech, Beneinu, Benoseinu, Tzoneinu, Koreinu. They're all included in this Chag, in this holiday we're making to Hashem. Because he's demanding this, that they should be freed. Klape this leaving, they should have this partial shichur. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was demanding. Not only the shiluach, not only to be sent away, going from place A to place B, but shalach asami, that we should be freed in order to serve. And therefore it includes not only the people doing the actual avoda, but since there's a shichur going on here, that requires more, so everybody can go. So we have a chag l'Hashem. Chag Hashem lanu. We have this Chag Hashem, so let us all go. Now we're going to be mishtachwer. We're going to be freed for this Chag Hashem. We should all be freed for that. So earlier on, it says v'yachogu li b'midbar. In Parakei, Koma Hashem l'kla Yisrael shalach asami v'yachogu li b'midbar. So there, we're only talking about doing the actual avoda. If we're only talking about the actual avoda, then that's only about the zakenim and the narim, about the young men and the elders. But now Moshe is demanding a shalach asami to be freed. Because we have Chag Hashem Lanu. Because we have this holiday to Hashem. And so since we're going for Hashem, we're freed now, we're going to be partially freed to serve Hashem. So we should all be able to go. Because now we're in Hashem's Rishus. You're being Meshachar us for this circumscribed time. So Moshe Rabbeinu wants everybody to be able to go out. And that includes only, even the children and even the animals. And that's what it says in the Medrash in the Torah Shlema. B'nareinu z'kenenu nelech t'kishem she'ayinu b'avod ha'shalcha kach niya b'avod ha'shalkenu. Just like we served you, we should be serving our God. In other words, just like we were in your avoda, we were meshubah to your avdus, we were subservient to you, subordinate to you. So too, we should be to Hashem. Now we're going to be subordinate to Hashem. Like we saw from the Gemara in Kedushin, that if you... the ear that heard that you're a servant of Hashem is going to be a servant of a human being. It's either or. So once we're not servants of Paro, now we're servants of Hashem. So let us all go. If it was just a matter of bringing karbanos, then only the older people have to go. But now that it's a matter of being freed, so then for this chag, everybody can go. B'vneinu v'noseinu. Okay, we're not finished yet explaining the parsha. We have a lot more to say. And the Britzos Hashem Darkeinu, we will hopefully continue in the next shiur. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.